The views of this article are the perspective of the author and may not be reflective of Confessions of the Professions. 9 Reasons Why You Should Be a Feminist by Amy Sloan. Feminism is defined as the belief in full political, social, and economic equality for sexes with an emphasis on women's rights. However, less than half of women and men consider themselves feminists in the United States. And even though most people may not understand the meaning of feminism, all individuals in society must know that feminism means equality. All people experience the effects of feminism, no matter their race, gender, sexuality, or religion. You may already have been affected by feminism or are likely to be in the future. If you are not a feminist yet, the following pointers will provide you with reasons why you should consider being one. 1. Gender roles. The definition of gender roles is the particular way in which society expects people to speak, act, behave, and conduct themselves depending on their gender. Society mostly sees women as caretakers and men as the breadwinners. Those beliefs can cause harm to one's health and can cause people to act according to societal expectations without attention to how a person may desire to behave. All people feel the effects of gender roles. However, if everyone was a feminist who considered people both genders equal, they could enjoy happier and more satisfying lives. You can support and promote your beliefs in non-consensual gender roles by wearing feminist apparel to advocate for feminism. 2. How men handle emotions. From birth, men are expected to be strong and not show emotions. And whenever they shed tears or show emotions, people criticize or make fun of them. That affects their emotional health because it is essential for all people to express their emotions. Since feminism promotes equality between both genders, different groups have formed platforms where all people can feel free to express their emotions free of any harmful gender-based expectations. 3. How men react to sexual abuse. It is uncommon to see or hear a man comforted after experiencing sexual assault. Unfortunately, sexual assault cases with men as the victims are often invalidated, which is largely unjust and unfair. Some people don't know that everyone can go through that no matter their gender. Most men who experience sexual abuse fail to report it because of its disgrace. Society needs to understand that men go through the same trauma as women when sexually assaulted. Hence, they should receive support through the ordeal, just as anyone who has been assaulted has received. 4. How men handle mental health. Most mental health centers receive fewer men than women in need of mental illness treatment each year. Society stigmatizes men who have mental illness and those who seek treatment for the same due to harmful gender expectations. As a feminist, you would support men so that they are brave and vulnerable enough to talk about their struggles. 5. How society views women in power. Society views men in power as strong, able, intelligent, and the right person for the position. When women are in power, society may view them as emotional and dictatorial. Most employers overlook qualified women because of this stereotyping. Since feminism means equality of the genders, why not become a feminist and support the women in power? 6. Who owns the right to a woman's body? Every woman is the owner of her body. No person should control another person's body. Society lacks feminist ideals and believes that other people can control women's bodies. It creates the idea that people should control a woman's personal life choices and decisions. The same society is never concerned about what men do to their bodies. It should also not care about how women handle theirs. 7. Harassment in the workplace. Research shows that at least 25% of ladies experience harassment in their places of work. That happens because of a lack of feminism. Some people refuse to understand the impropriety of any type of harassment at work or in any other location. People are at work to work and should not be made uncomfortable because of someone else's inappropriate, facetious behavior. 8. Catcalling. Catcalling is a form of sexual assault just the same as staring at someone excessively or making unwelcomed, crude comments about someone's body. According to research, 99% of women participants experience catcalling on the streets at one time. Some of them reported being followed by strangers and others being touched by strangers in public. Society needs to realize that women, and any other human being, deserve the right to carry on with daily activities without facing such harassment from other people. 9. Objectification and sexualization. It is harmful to objectify and sexualize men and women without their explicit consent. Society falsely teaches women that their worth solely comes from their bodies and sexualities, while men are led to believe that masculinity derives from reducing women to their bodies and sexualities. It is wrong to teach children such a belief. The bottom line. The above pointers show why you should consider becoming a feminist. The main objective of feminism is to be kind and show equality to all. Both genders should observe feminism. All people should play a part in feminism regardless of skin color, origin, beliefs, social class, and other factors because it benefits everyone.